Trap for Fools joined on the outside by Self Sense, then Tarquin, Ventura Storm. Self Sense with 100 metres to go takes the lead from Tarquin, and then came Trap for Fools, still Self Sense in front of Tarquin. Self Sense holding on. Self Sense, two cups in 1 week, beat Tarquin. Trap for Fools for fourth, the photo. Stars of...
Oh, it's a great training performance by David Brightoak, who at one stage wasn't even going to go to the Mornington Cup. It's just as well he changed his mind, because as Matty Hill said, two cups in 1 week, taking his prize money to $1.4 million. And if he wants it, there's a free pass into the Caulfield Cup as well. David joins us now. Well done, David. What a great performance.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. No, he did a great job.
He's an old marvel, isn't he? An eight-year-old who can do it on the flat, over the jumps. And as I said, at one stage you were thinking you wouldn't back him up. How close were you not to running?
He was quite bright on Wednesday morning, and I was just assessing how he was going day to day after the run on the Sunday, and he was pretty well back to his normal feisty self on Wednesday, and that's when he made the call.
Well, it was a good call to make. He never, ever was going to get beaten. He was travelling so comfortably in the run. Were you confident watching it?
I actually was pretty confident. When he came out at the 600, he did look the one that was... He was travelling pretty well. And I did get pretty excited, and it's just a great... It's a great race to win your hometown cup.
Mm.
So it did mean a lot to us, and he's been a very, very loyal horse. And good bunch of people that we've had for many, many years in various ownership groups with different horses. Very, very good fun.
Well, he was beaten when favourite in the Grand National Hurdle last year, but he showed he's a star of the jump scene. You've also got a golden ticket now to the Caulfield Cup. Will you just leave that sitting on the table, or will that tempt you during the spring?
We'll proceed to, you know, a few more races, and we'll make a decision on that a bit later on.
What is the plan for him this campaign, re the jump season? What have you got in the back of your mind, and the way he's performing so well?
We're going to go to Sydney in a couple of Saturday week and run him there, and look, with a horse like him, you just have to take it one run after another. But the hurdle, the Gallywood hurdle, is still an objective at Warrnambool.
Mm.
So, you know, we'll just see how many flat runs we make till then, and then we'll make a call.
So what's the race in Sydney you're eyeing off?
The Chairman's 2600 Group 2.
Has he got the class to compete with the Sydney Cup contenders as well?
I don't know. There'll be some very, very fancy horses go towards the Sydney Cup. He does handle a bit of cut in the ground. If he gets up there and this stretch of wet weather they're having up there persists, it won't do his chances any harm. So, you know, we'll have a look at what goes on on Saturday week and make the call then.
Is he going as well as he ever has at eight now?
Oh, I think so. Look, it's just testament to, the horse has had a couple of soundness issues through his career, but he's very, very sound now. And there's just nothing like a seasoned horse that has no pain. And he's as strong as he'll ever get now. He's a massive big horse. And he's got good stamina. You know, he recovers quickly from a mile and a half race. He got over that race the other day quite quickly. His recovery rate's great. A good heart, good lungs, and not feeling any pain. It makes a big difference.
Gee, what a weekend it was for the stable. An emotional win on Friday night with Princess Jenny, who's got a lot of upside. And for the owners who name all their horses after their daughter who sadly passed away, it would have been a very special night for you and everyone involved, no doubt.
Yeah, look, it gave Tony and Lynn a real thrill. She's a lovely filly and got lots of upside. With, it's only a second run in. And she goes to Sydney Saturday week as well. And look, she will season as time goes on. She's a great filly, and you know, there's probably more in store for her at some stage.
Well, well done, David, on a great weekend.
Thanks very much, Michael.
David Brido.